It's a rough one for the Mavericks last night. They lose to the Memphis Grizzlies just after taking care of the top seed in the West, Minnesota, a couple nights before. They had a real bummer last night, and joining us now on the ticket to talk about it is the head coach of the Mavericks. We say good morning to Jason Kidd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Okay. Well, we're doing all right. A little surprising after you played so well against Memphis, the top team in the West, that you lose to a shorthanded Minnesota, the top team. You lose to a shorthanded Memphis team last night. That surprised a lot of us.
Well, I'm not sure the other team was shorthanded. I mean, their hands looked like they were regular human hands to me. But, I mean, I must admit I didn't have my usual set of hand calipers out there to measure the hands in my normal pregame opponent hand measuring ceremony. So, I mean, I guess it's possible they're a little shorthanded when compared to the rest of the league. But, I mean, you're talking average hand size or median hand size?
Well, no, we're just talking about the players that they were without, and just more of a saying that we use. Anyway, to lose to a team with a losing record at home, those are the losses that could come back to haunt you.
Well, I don't think the losses can come back and haunt you. I mean, they can't assume spectral human form and begin to roam creation, pestering the living. I mean, first of all, for a sporting contest, loss to be anthropomorphized, it seems odd to begin with that would happen, but for it to be made an apparition, a specter, capable of leaving ectoplasm. I mean, I don't know where you're going with that. I mean, yeah. Do you mean that losses will turn into more like ambiguous orbs that are only detectable by grade 3 IR motion capture devices?
You know, you're right. I retract the question.
Yeah, but beyond that, I mean, just watching the game, you guys did not play well. It's almost like your team sleepwalked through the game.
Well, that's probably, you know, I don't know if that's really fair, but, I mean, I don't feel we were sleepwalking through the game. I mean, if you're accusing me of having a history of somnambulism, or maybe you're just alleging that I've conspired to cover up for the somnambulist on my team, then okay, guilty as charged. I mean, if you'd like, I'd see if I can get a prescription for some polysomnography to determine the degree to which our players suffer from nightly disruptions in their sleep cycles. No. I can do that if you want.
No, I don't want that. I was just talking about your team's effort. That's all I was talking about.
This is Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us. And I know you guys are taking it nationally. I saw one headline on one of the local, one of the national talk shows. It said Mavericks were a victim of a violent grizzly attack last night.
Well, that's just stupid. That's idiotic. I mean, I've never been attacked by a grizzly, and especially not last night. I mean, I was once jumped and mugged by a kangaroo that had overdosed on bath salts. Maybe that's what that headline meant. But, I mean, that was when I was in Australia, you know, where that sort of thing happens all the time because it's the birthplace of bath salts. But, I mean, okay. I also once had a flying squirrel shoot a Nerf gun at me. Maybe that's what you mean. But as far as bigger animals attacking me, the only one I can think of is when a Kodiak bear called me the P word at a graduation party one time.
A graduation party?
Well, that's crazy. And as a matter of fact, the Kodiak bear is a form of a grizzly bear.
Oh, well, I'll be damned. I guess I have been attacked by a grizzly bear.
Well, it's just one game, so hang in there. You got some more home games coming up, and I guess we'll talk to you down the road.
Well, I mean, you've left me with incomplete information because I don't know exactly which road that we're supposed to talk again now. So, I mean, if you're talking about Nowitzki Way or you're talking about Beltline, but then you have to be more specific because Beltline seems like it goes all the way around the world or something.
Well, yeah, at least around the Metroplex,
the highway,
yeah.
I see there's an exit for Beltline. So, man, I don't know.
All right, Coach. Hang in there. We'll see how there he goes. Jason Kidd.